problem that you'll understand. We all need somebody to lean on. Lean on me when you're not
strong. Hey, listen up, Body Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond radio show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
Lighthouse Central Florida. That's the place to go. Remember that name. Lighthouse of Central Florida. If you are visually impaired, you're blind, you're sitting there saying, why me? What can I do? You don't have to do that anymore. Call Lighthouse today. They will help you. They'll help you with your mindset. They will help you to get started with your new way of life so you can be like Gary Sinclair, traveling around the country, getting on planes, going on cruises, doing all the things that a sighted person can do. And not only that, they also can teach you about getting a job. And they also have the workshop to give you a job. So don't keep on sitting there in your house doing nothing. Lighthouse. Call today. Lighthouse. The phone number for Lighthouse is 407-898-2483. I'll repeat, 407-898-2483. Call today.
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact Spectrum Access at charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity, and vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone. Because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Tower Studios, live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond radio show with executive producer Glenn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome! Welcome! Welcome to your show. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show, and this is your host, Michael. Welcome. We have a very interesting show for you tonight, but before we get started, let me introduce you to our players tonight. To my left, my beautiful co-host, Lynn Golder. Are you there, beautiful one?
I'm a player.
You are a player,
yeah. I am a player. Hi, everybody. Welcome to May 1st, the May 1st edition of the Blind and Beyond radio show. How do you like that? May 1st already.
And in Winter Park, Florida, my co-host, my buddy, Gary Sinclair, co-host. Are you there, Gary?
Hey, I sure am. It's sure good to be back with a whole other month gone by and into a new month. Welcome, everybody, to the Blind and Beyond radio show.
And in the studios in Ocoee, Florida, the one, the only, our engineer producer, Chris Shaw, are you there? Chris Shaw, are you there?
He's already busy.
We lost him already. Show just began, we lost him.
He might be on the phone already.
He could be on the phone.
Yeah.
The lines are fired up.
Well, he'll come back someday. Hey, listen, folks, if you're wondering what this is all about, if you turn the dials in your car and say, what is this all about? Well, we say we're the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. That's what we're all about. We're here to, I guess you'd say, to entertain you, to educate you, to inform you, and sometimes we try to get you jobs. Hey, Lynn, do you have any shout-outs tonight?
No, I don't, but I know Gary.
Gary, you got a shout-out tonight?
Well, I would have shout-outs, but all of them are here. I have, well, Gary had his grandkids here and family at the first part of the month, and my whole family's here from Texas in this month, so I can't say hello to Texas, and they're all here.
Well, you can shout out.
Hey, Chris, are you there? You back yet?
Yes, I'm here. I got the phones line blowing up over here, so I'm with you. I got
you. You got any shout-outs?
He's talking.
Is to the whole world. Thank God for you.
Well, you're welcome. Hey, listen, folks.
Tonight,
let me explain you tonight's show because it's a very interesting show. Tonight's show is about you, and I mean that sincerely, about you. You know, last week I was talking about my situation. I go to the hospital every day for 2 months, and it seems people were writing to us wanting to know more about it. They never heard about this procedure that they're having done. And hopefully, my nurse was going to call in. Hopefully, she'll call in tonight, and we'll talk a little more about my procedure on the air later in the show. But I also said on the air last week, if you have something that you want to share with us,
something you're going through,
I'd like to hear it. We'd like to hear it because, you know, this show is all about you. This show is for you. And I am not just here just to talk. And yes, I go out and I tell you first about what I'm going through. But it's nice. Well, let's put it this way. I'm going through a situation which I'm sharing. I shared last week, and I'll share again this week about this procedure I'm going through that's in the chamber. And we'll talk more about my chamber that I go every day. But we came up with this idea. Well, And Lynn and I didn't just come up with it. You all came up with it because what happened was we had a couple people wrote to us and called in during the show was on about they would like to tell what their story is. And that's what the show is all about, sharing your stories with others.
Right. And part of our mission is to be a support platform.
Correct.
For the whole community,
right.
Blind and sighted. Whoever
right.
wants to call in, we're here to share.
Do you understand what we're saying?
System.
Each person supporting one another.
Right.
So if you have a situation, let me give an example, folks. I had cancer in 2012.
That's hard to believe.
2012.
14.
Yep. Yeah, 14. And the old show, Blind Matters, we had to close off the show because of my cancer.
So if I can interrupt when you had the cancer so bad that we were doing the other radio show.
Right.
Blind Matters. Blind Matters. We had to go up. How many stairs was it, Michael?
22 steps.
22, yeah. Sorry. Michael was hurting so bad that he had to lay down in two chairs and down because he could not climb the stairs.
Yeah, and it collapsed.
Yeah. No, that's when we knew. But yeah. Anyway.
But anyway, the point is this way. When I had my cancer, I called different around looking for groups that could tell me more about what I was going through. I wanted to know. Well, it's the same as what we're talking about right now. I'm going through something. I'm sharing with you all. If you're going through something, it was nice to share with other people. It's not just you. It's nothing to be about being embarrassed or ashamed or whatever. We are friends. We're all friends. We're talking to one another, and we're trying to share with each other our own problems so you can, well, let's put it this way. I hope you never get what I have or go through the chamber. But if you ever need the chamber, it's good to know about. It's a good thing, situation. So tonight, if you have a situation that you're going through or you've been through in the last couple of years and you had a situation, why don't you call in? Phone number is 407-894-1680 and share with us what you're going through or what you have. What, Lynn?
Just a quick break, and we'll come back and start. Should we go through our quick break, Chris?
Okay, I have a Steve on the phone line from Fort Lauderdale, Florida, who wanted to get in. But we can take a quick break real quick.
Yeah, let's just take a quick
break. We'll go take a break, and we'll come back, and we'll talk to Steve.
We'll get down to business.
All right.
We're gonna go to break, and we'll be right back. Quick break, and we'll be right back. Listen to the Blind Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away.
Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all-you-can-eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all-you-can-eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, French fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them.
Spectrum has great news for Blind and Beyond listeners. You can now catch all the news and stay informed with the Spectrum News app. Born accessible, the Spectrum News app has built-in compatibility with Apple and Android accessibility features. When you download the Spectrum News app, you can stay in the know with live news, access Spectrum's portfolio of news networks wherever you are. The live news gives you timely information and breaking news. Read local news articles with coverage from our Spectrum News journalists and local partner publications. And get weather forecasts from our meteorologists, including hourly forecasts and updates so you can plan your day. Best of all, you can even customize your experience by browsing and following topics you're interested in, including local politics, education, traffic, health, and more. Download the Spectrum News app today. Not a Spectrum customer? Download the app and enjoy free access on us for 30 days. The Spectrum News app with built-in accessibility is your community connection, providing stories and information that matter to you and your community. Download it today.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
Finding meaningful jobs with solid income has been a challenge for many blind and partially sighted people. But no longer. Clusive has changed the future of work today by providing fully accessible training for blind and low vision individuals. When you join the Clusive training program, you'll learn valuable digital skills that prepare you for the modern workforce. Our training system works because Clusive's revolutionary platform was built for and by blind and partially sighted people. Clusive training is free to you. Invest in your future now by requesting Clusive from your counselor. Find more information at www.clusiv.io and sign up for our newsletter today.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. We are definitely back. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. The phone number to call in, which I definitely want you to, especially tonight, the phone number is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. We got a call on the line right now.
Hello.
Steve from Fort Lauderdale. Steve, are you there?
Michael, is this you?
This is.
Hello, okay, I got you on speakerphone. Is it better if I take you off speaker?
Yeah, take it off the speaker.
Please.
All right, got you off the speaker right now. How are you, Michael?
Hey.
All right.
It's good.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
What's up there, Steve?
I got a topic to talk to you about, but I was trying to catch you guys last week, right. But it was on you guys had a replay going on.
No, last week we were on the air. Last week we were on the air.
Oh, you were?
Yes,
last week we were on the air.
It was 2 weeks ago. We were off. It's Easter. We were off. Listen, I have a question for you, Steve. Are you calling up into the topic that we're talking about tonight about?
Yeah, I'm calling up about the fact that I work alongside the Blind Association to do with a medical doctor, and you might find this interesting for your. For your audience, we're working with a program, a machine, that seems to clear up the necessary poison in the body so that blind people can regain their sight.
Oh, it's very interesting. Never heard about that.
Yeah, very, yeah. Very interesting.
Keep
and it's based
informed.
On the What was that?
Keep us informed. It sounds really good.
Yeah, well, it's based on the concept that there's a lot of hidden poisons in the foods and the waters into our body. And this program, this machine, works on non-evasive radio waves that finds its way into the body, no pain involved, and then it finds its way to the poisons, disperses the poisons, and then the sight comes back. It's amazing.
Well, thank you so much for calling in, Steve. Is this the first time you ever called the show?
First time.
Wow.
Well, thank you for calling in.
What is the name
of
the
problem.
Machine?
No problem. Can I give out the email address so your audience can get more information on this?
Sure.
Here. I can give out the email address?
Sure. Yes. Please.
Okay. Mary Edward Thomas. U for ugly, P for Peter, the number 8, not EIGHT, but the number 8 at AOL.com, and tell your audience they could put in the subject area. Let me know about the machine.
Okay, well, thank you very much for calling in. Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Nope,
thank
no
you,
problem.
Steve.
Keep on listening. Keep on calling in.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Hey, Steve. Thank you so much, Steve.
Right now, who else on the line?
All righty.
Appreciate it so much.
Thank you.
I got a special guest calling in on this phone line, and this special guest got a hotline bling. I had to put her right in. Calling all the way from South Orlando, Dr. Phillips area, is none other than the one, the only, the fabulous Miss Mary Lynn. Mary Lynn, how you doing?
Oh, Mary
Hi
Lynn.
There.
That's my nurse, folks.
Hi there.
Hi,
Michael.
Mary Lynn.
How are you?
Hi.
Hey, Mary Lynn.
Hey,
thank you so much for calling in. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Sure. What do you want to know about hyperbaric oxygen?
Absolutely. Please tell them about the oxygen. Absolutely.
Okay. Well, I've been doing this for about 5 years. I had it myself for a traumatic brain injury after a car accident, and it helped me. So that's why I wanted to get into hyperbarics. I work for a wound care clinic, so I don't do those kinds of things like traumatic brain injuries. Those are done at independent clinics. But we do a lot of diabetic foot ulcers. And we do folks that have had radiation and are not healing, like yourself. Some other centers that take emergency cases do, like the divers that come up too fast with decompression sickness, carbon monoxide poisoning, things like gas gangrene and bone infections. But we see mostly folks like you and our diabetics who have trouble healing those wounds. The hyperbaric oxygen, hyper means more, and baric means pressure. So more pressure and 100% oxygen. We double the pressure that we're at now on Earth, and what this does is put more oxygen in the bloodstream, actually in the plasma of the blood, not just the red blood cells, and it pushes it further from the bloodstream when the oxygen molecules are pushed from the bloodstream to the parts that need oxygen, like those wounds. It pushes more oxygen, and it pushes it further, so it really helps those wounds to heal like nothing else will.
Mary Lynn?
Yeah.
It's Michael. I have a question.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah. Before we get started, if anybody has any questions I'd like to ask Mary Lynn, now's the time to call 407-894-1680, 407-894-1680. I understand from my urologist, who's the one who told me to go to the chamber in the first place, that he said this is a miracle chamber, that they don't even know what it can do, that it does so many different things when you're in there that can heal so many things. I understand somebody, I believe, going through right now in your place is going through because he has bad circulation in his legs.
Oh, well, I can't talk about other patients
circulation.
Now.
Oh, no, no, I'm not. No, I don't mention any, no, I'm not mentioning any names. I'm just saying bad circulation is also why the chamber is good.
Well, there is something called central retinal artery occlusion. And actually, any artery that's occluded or has a blood clot in it, something isn't getting oxygen when that clot is there. So these things, we can help to keep that part of the body alive, like a foot or the retina alive, while they're giving the person some blood thinners to dissolve the clot. So hyperbaric oxygen can save feet and also the retina if you do it fast enough. You have to do it, the central retinal artery has to be done quickly, within a few hours after the blindness happens. It's a sudden blindness.
I just thought of something.
I had a question for Mary Helen.
Yeah, ask. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Mary Helen. It's Lynn. How are
Mary
you?
Lynn.
Hi, Mary Lynn.
Hi there.
Hi. Yeah, I have a question. You said you were in a very bad accident, and how did the hyperbaric oxygen therapy help you? What did it do for you?
Yes, well, I went to an independent clinic, so this isn't something that insurance would cover. But there are many people that are helped by it. So I had a traumatic brain injury. I had a skull fracture, and there were parts that weren't working very well. I couldn't get words out, and I couldn't remember how to add numbers. I couldn't make decisions. And now, a year after the accident, I was still having problems, like a concussion syndrome, post-concussion syndrome. So after having the hyperbaric oxygen, I could gain those functions back because the cells in the brain weren't dead. They were just sort of stunned and in neutral. So the hyperbaric oxygen brought them back to life.
Amazing.
The a question. We know somebody, talking about Eddie's wife, she had blood clots in her legs. So the baric would take care of that problem too.
Very severe varicose
veins. Very, very bad varicose veins in her legs.
Well, that's a vein, and that's a different situation entirely than an artery. The artery is bringing the blood to the feet, and the vein is bringing it back.
Gary, you have a question?
You have a question to Mary Lynn?
Mary Lynn, this is
sure.
Gary. And hi. My question is, if a person has no feeling in the bottom of his feet completely, can that be changed? Can that rectify that at all?
Sounds like a nerve problem. I'm not sure. I've had folks that felt worse with the nerve in the diabetic feet, and some folks felt better. So I really don't know.
Okay. Well, here's the big one I'm going to throw at you, and I know the audience out there is definitely listening to this question. Who covers it? How is it covered? Does the VA cover it?
Okay. We have had VA patients, yes. Medicare, of course, will cover, and private insurance. Now, this is for the diabetic foot wounds or the radionecrosis from radiation. Things like what I had to go to an independent clinic and pay cash because that's not covered. So they will only cover certain things. And you have to be in wound
expensive?
Care already for the diabetic
yes,
foot.
Yes, very.
Yeah, the doctors have to do other things as well. So it's an adjunct to the other procedures that are being
done. Gary, to answer your question,
yes.
If I didn't have Medicare, it would have cost me what I'm going through now, $40,000. But because I have Medicare, it cost me nothing. So we went from 40,000 to nothing because I have Medicare. So if you have
our listeners Medicare, out there, if they have Medicare, they don't have to worry about the cost effects.
Correct.
It should cover it.
Right.
That's great. It's good news.
Yeah. So if you have, well, it depends on what you have. And the doctor, you see, here's the problem. Most doctors, Mary Lynn, is this a true statement? Most doctors in this country don't even know about the chamber. And I told some of the doctors they haven't even heard of it.
Well, a lot of them have only heard it in terms of the scuba diving accidents or the carbon monoxide poisoning. They don't really know.
Mary Lynn, this is Gary. I was in Roosevelt Roads, Puerto Rico, and not everybody has one of those hyperbaric chambers. And Roosevelt Roads absolutely had one there. And a diver went down, and he got bends real bad. They brought him up, and I just happened to be in the hospital, not as a patient. I worked for Brigus, taking prisoners to doctors, but they ran a guy in, like, real fast, and I wonder what that was, and he says he's going to the hyperbaric chamber. He's got the bends real bad. So, yeah, not everybody's got these hyperbaric chambers around.
Oh, well, a lot of the hospitals have them. I mean, most major hospitals have them, and there are many independent wound care centers that do have them as well.
So they're getting more popular.
The funny part of it is most hospitals within the hospital don't even know what it is, because when I first called and asked for the chamber, they don't know what I was even talking about.
Yeah.
Most places don't know.
They must be becoming more popular in the hospitals we're having, because back in the 70s, I didn't hear so many.
All righty.
Hello,
everybody. I'm sorry. I know. This conversation is great and it's going on. I got callers calling in who wants to get in on the conversation. I have Jason from Pensacola. Jason from Pensacola, Florida, who wants to get in. And then I got Christine from Jupiter on the phone now, who wants to talk about a procedure that she's gone through.
Okay. After Mary Lynn. After Mary Lynn.
Right. So here's Jason.
Let's take Jason. I'd like to ask Mary Lynn a question.
Jason, how you doing?
Jason, you're on.
Hi, great.
Jason, are you there from Pensacola, Florida?
Yes, I sure am. Mm.
Jason, you there?
He is there.
There he is. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Talk up, Jason.
What? Can you hear me?
Jason,
Yeah, we can hear you. Go ahead.
Yeah, Mary. Now, talking about blood clots, I was wondering, couldn't that come from any kind of, like, food you're eating or, you know, like, fat or do we know, or, like, diabetes? Did it have to do with food? Do you know? Somewhere. I'm just interested.
Oh, gosh, that's a question for the doctors. I'm not sure how much effect.
Mary Lynn is not a doctor. She's my nurse. So she's in charge of me.
Oh, okay.
So the point is, you can't ask any real medical question because she's not a doctor.
Oh, okay. You're not the one who does the surgery, there.
You can ask about the procedure, but you can't ask her any medical questions. She's not a doctor.
I'm an LP and nurse and a certified hyperbaric tech. So I've been doing this for about 5 years. And I know about the patients that I've treated and the conditions they've had, but I can't, of course, diagnose you with anything.
Uh-huh. Otherwise, does any...
And I can only tell you she's fabulous. She's not good. She's fabulous.
It works together. Does insurance pay for it, like Medicare? And...
Yes, you have to have certain conditions, though, like a diabetic wound or radiation damage, for example.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You can always
ask a doctor if you can use the procedure. I asked when I first. I was told by a doctor, a surgeon, that operated on me about this procedure, and a lot of doctors locally never heard of this procedure. And when I went to Tampa and Tampa General, they told me about the procedure when they operated on me. They're the one who told me about the procedure in the first place. And so not everybody knows about this procedure. And they also, as of now, and I know Mary Lynn can say this because they don't even know what this they have. They don't know all that it can do for you, as good as it can be, because there's many things it can do and help you, they don't even know. Because, is that right, Mary Lynn? They're not 100% sure. A lot of things they could fix. with this treatment, but they don't even know it even exists.
Yes, it does a lot of things. It helps your body make new blood vessels to bring oxygen to those areas permanently. So after you do, generally we do 40 treatments, it will make those new blood vessels that help you long term. It also increases the stem cells and reduces edema, that swelling.
Wow.
Marilyn, thank you so much, Marilyn. Thank you so much for coming on and telling us about it.
Sure.
I was going to ask how deep she was.
Thanks for taking such good care of Michael.
Yeah, thank you. We need him. We need him.
Thank you, Mary Lynn, for coming on.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
It so
Thank
much.
Thank you. Thanks for
Thank
watching.
Thank you, Mary Lynn. Good night. See you tomorrow.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Good night.
Bye. All right. We're going to go to break, or are we going to take Christine? What are we doing?
Go ahead, take Christine.
Chris, should we go to Christine's been going well. Let's go to break. We'll come right back with Christine.
Okay. Gotcha. Roger that.
We're going to go to break. We're going to go to break. We'll come right back and talk to Christine. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. I'll be right back.
Lighthouse Central Florida does not just provide services to people who are totally blind. We offer services to individuals of all ages with any degree or vision loss, whether you are born with an impairment or develop one during their life, whether it's picking out clothing in the morning or reconfiguring your kitchen so that you can continue to cook in a safe way, going to the grocery store, or just navigating your community in a safe way. Lighthouse can help you remain independent and live beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Serving Orange, Seminole, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida today at 407-898-2483. That's 407-898-2483. Or visit us online at lighthousecfl.org.
We want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact SpectrumAccess at charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
Finding meaningful jobs with solid income has been a challenge for many blind and partially sighted people. But no longer. Clusive has changed the future of work today by providing fully accessible training for blind and low vision individuals. When you join the Clusive training program, you'll learn valuable digital skills that prepare you for the modern workforce. Our training system works because Clusive's revolutionary platform was built for and by blind and partially sighted people. Clusive training is free to you. Invest in your future now by requesting Clusive from your counselor. Find more information at www.clusiv.io and sign up for our newsletter today.
As a professional musician, Lachie stays true to her creative vision, even with continuing vision loss. But she's not alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Lachie, winning means using her voice to bring hope to others with vision loss. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all you can eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all you can eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, French fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. We're definitely back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you can do and tell us about your story. The phone number is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. We have Christine on the line right now from Jupiter, Florida. Let's tell her story. Christine, you're up from Jupiter, Florida. Christine?
Hello, Christine.
Hey, everybody. How are you doing?
Hey.
Hey, Christine. Doing good.
Hi, Christine.
I hope
Christine.
That,
Christine.
You have a story.
Tell us a story.
Okay. I could tell you either my most recent or my most involved. Which would you like?
Whenever you would.
Whenever you feel comfortable telling us. Whenever you feel
That's
comfortable.
Right.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you about. This is something that happened to me 9 years ago. In April of 2013, I got diagnosed with breast cancer, and I had to go through the whole nine yards. I had to go through chemo, then I had to go through surgery, then I had to go through more chemo, and then I had to go through radiation, and then they prescribed me a pill. So it took a while going through it. It was almost like it was out of one of those breast cancer awareness movies. You're minding your own business. They want you in for ultrasound because your mammogram was suspicious. Then they want you in for a biopsy. Then you wait and wait and wait and wait and wait and wait and wait. And then you get a call from the doctor and they tell you, you need to come in tomorrow. And I remember I was saying, am I all right? And the nurse said very sadly, no, honey, you're not. And I thought the bottom would drop out of the floor and I'd fall into the neighbor's apartment downstairs. That's how it felt.
Oh.
And,
Christine, yeah. It's Michael.
And
I have a question, not to interrupt
yeah.
you. I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Being blind, how did you, stupid question, how did you know that you had breast cancer? Did you go in for some treatment or how did you know that you had breast cancer?
Oh, I went in for the routine mammogram, and it came back suspicious.
Yeah.
The routine screening mammogram, it came back suspicious, and then when I got diagnosed, that began the journey. And
when you had the mammogram, you were young.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was like 43.
Did you feel lumps before or anything? Which a lot of ladies are supposed
not
to
really,
check
I,
their
I,
lumps?
I have very, very, very dense tissue, and I'm cystic, so it's kind of hard to detect.
Uh-huh. Okay.
You were lucky. 9 years ago, you beat it. Thank God.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, we know.
And
I think
I've
me and Michael
you,
know two ladies.
My first wife died of breast cancer.
Three.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. I've got to tell you, going through breast cancer while blind is not for sissies. I'll tell you that right now.
No. I know two ladies.
I've said it before. You heard me say many times, being blind is not the worst. People always say, oh, being blind. I'm telling you now, for folks that are sighted, going blind is not the worst. There's many other things you could have that's worse.
But what she's saying is,
what?
Unless they tell you what they're doing with each step, you don't know what the heck is going on, right, Christine?
Well, that's true.
Right.
Exactly.
But, Michael,
you
one thing
know.
Is being blind, it doesn't hurt.
Side effects.
Christine was talking. I didn't hear what you said.
Again, Christine.
Yeah, when you get the side effects from chemotherapy and when you're living by yourself, That can be a humongous challenge.
That's 100%. Christine, you're 100% right. That's the difference. See, what you said is the key. Living alone, going through, and you're blind, that is terrible when you get, like, whatever you have, breast cancer or anything else that's major like that.
Yep.
So tell us more,
well,
Christine.
You see, that's what, you know, okay, so I had to talk to a lot of my friends in church to come over and look at me to see what was going on, because I know my tongue did not feel right, and I had to go into the cancer center, and the nurse said, oh, you've got thrush. And I had to eat copious amounts of plain yogurt, ick, and hope, and it did get rid of a lot of it. It helped with the thrush a lot. But, you know, I've got to tell you, when you are by yourself and you feel your tongue all rough and tasting gross, you wonder, is this stuff ruining my tongue? I was reading on the internet about chemotherapy side effects, and one of them said, in rare cases, it can eat at your tongue. And I'm like, oh, great. And so then when I went to the nurse, she said, that's thrush. And she said, oh, even babies get that. So, you know, I was relieved that it was not my tongue getting eaten. But when you're by yourself and you're trying to read the internet to keep yourself educated, you can imagine some of the most awful things. So if you do live alone and you have an involved journey like a cancer journey, please get somebody that you trust. Like I had people in my church. I gave my pastor's wife a key to my apartment. And, you know, just do something like that. Have a trusted friend or family that has a key to your house, and they can let themselves in and they can help you. And especially because the chemotherapy gave me neutropenia, there were days I was so weak I couldn't lift my head off the pillow. So you really want to be sure you've got an ally when you're going through a cancer journey. You need a fresh pair of ears to hear what they're saying to you in the doctor's office, and you need somebody who can look after you if you can't see what's going on, like with your tongue, or if your eyelashes or your hair is falling out when you need to get the hats or the wigs or pencil in eyebrows, that kind of thing. So it takes a little bit of doing, but if you have a support system, and I've got to tell you, you know, I know we don't talk about religion on here, but if I didn't have my faith in God, I think I would have been a basket case.
Sure.
You're unbelievable, Christine. Christine, my hat's off to you because of what you...
Yep.
My hat's off not only but what you went through, but that you're admitting it and you're on the air sharing this with us. We love you for it. We love you. And this is why I say the Blind and Beyond radio show is very special, because here you are talking about what you went through. And what I went through is nothing like you went through, and I admit it because I have Lynn. And like you said, I mean, I don't know what I would do without Lynn. I mean, I admit it, because when you're saying you went through what you went through alone, I know you have your mother and your father, but they don't live with you. And being alone in your own place and going through all that you're going through is beyond words, beyond words.
You had chemo. You had radiation. You didn't have chemo. Chemo, really?
Yeah, right. Chemo is worst.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I had the famous needle. That was the worst.
Chemo is rough. Yeah. Chemo is extremely rough.
Yes.
And at the time, I was still living in Ocala. My parents were still down here. In fact, it was the cancer journey.
Oh, my God. You were in Ocala, so you weren't even near your parents at the time, 9 years ago. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was it was that, you know, I was sick from chemo, and my pastor said, not that I'm trying to disfellowship you from the church, but I think you need to be closer to your parents. And it took a few years.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm doing great. I see the oncologist, and I've had good reports. And I did come down closer to my parents, and I think it was a cancer journey that kind of gave me that friendly butt kicking to leave Ocala, though I was reluctant to because I liked it there. But then it was time. And eventually, It was time to come. Well,
you made it through 5 years, because once you make it through 5 years after the cancer, they say you pretty much beat it, because now you're 9 years, and then you beat it, thank God. I'm 8 or 9 years, and I beat it, thank God. So thank you so much for sharing
it
with us.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you. You're a doll.
I'll tell you what, we don't talk politics or religion, but I'll tell you, we'll still pray for you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Christine. Thank you so much for sharing.
Okay.
Thank you,
have
Christine. You're a true champion. Thank you.
Good night.
Thank you,
that's Christine telling her story.
Listen,
I'm a survivor.
We got Mike from Aventura, Florida on the phone line who wants to get in this conversation as well.
Okay.
Let's hear from Mike.
Mike from Aventura, how you doing?
Oh, okay.
Mike Maventura. Hi, Mike.
Hey, Mike. Hi. Okay.
How are you feeling?
By the way, Mike, I want to thank you for being on my program last week. You did a wonderful job.
Thanks for having me.
I have the COVID, and I still do. I found out the other day. And my problem is, number one, I live by myself, which is good. I don't want to get an aid, okay? That's my own preference. And I find that a lot of people, the big problem in America today is people that are nurses, that are aides, do not know how to work with the disabled whatsoever. For example, they bring food out to my door. They put it on my door. I don't know that it's there. Because I don't hear that well, and today I almost dropped it because of the fact it really wasn't secured right, and people don't really say much. They just put it there and then walk away, and I've complained to the front desk over and over again.
So that's the first thing you need to do, is you need to inform them of all the information about your abilities.
Yeah,
really well.
But it's time to open your mouth.
Yeah, you got to let them know you can't see, you can't feel, you can't hear. You know, just let them know all about you, and then they should correct the situation. If
right.
Not, go higher up.
Right. I was born blind, and you'd be surprised. A lot of people out there don't really understand about blindness or can't really deal with it, and that's why I love this talk show so much, because
thank you,
people can talk about what they want. You made a comment last week that you were in an iron lung or something like that, Mike.
No, not iron lung. No, not iron lung. No.
I'm sorry.
It's called a hyperbaric chamber, oxygen chamber, a hyperbaric oxygen chamber. That's what it's called.
And what is that?
And what it is.
You didn't hear the nurse?
Oh, you didn't hear the nurse. I'll say it again. You missed Mary Lynn. What it is figure on it.
Double air
pressure. No. I'll tell you what it is. Imagine this. You're on your bed, and the bed, you lay down on the bed, and they don't tie you to the bed, but they put towels around you and everything else that you can't move, and they tell you not to move, and they put your head under the pillow, and they fix your head nice if you want to be a little higher or whatever they want to do. And then the bed that's outside the chamber goes on tracks, goes into the chamber, and you go into this chamber, and you make sure that your head is below the roof of this chamber, because it's not high. It's only like 3-4 inches above your head. And then once you go in there, they close the door behind you. So now all sides of you are covered. The back door, they just went in there, and the bed that they put you in this chamber, the door, they lock the door behind you. And now if I put my hand above my head, I can feel glass. Or plastic. So all around you, bottom, top, sides, you're totally covered in every which way. So you're totally in this oxygen chamber. Your legs from head to toe, you're in this chamber. It's not like you that you take an X-ray, something like that. In this thing, in every which way, your arms, legs, you're in this chamber, and you're in this chamber for, listen to this, 2 hours you're in this chamber.
Oh, my God.
And you can't move. 2 hours you can't move. And if you put your hands up in the air, you can't put it up high because, like I said, you're only like 3 inches above your head. And that's called an oxygen. It's hyperbaric oxygen chamber. That's what it's called.
Well, what were you in there for? What happened?
Oh, you missed all last week. Uh-huh. I was in there for, I bleed from my, when I pee, I bleed blood. And what happens is, if you remember, I was very sick last year. I was on and off the show, and I was wearing a catheter for over a year because I couldn't urinate myself because I had blood clots.
Mm-hmm.
And because of blood clots, every time I have blood clots, I can't urinate myself. So then I got to get an operation, and I had one operation, I had another one. Finally, they could not cure the blood clots, but they opened up all my, from the penis to the bladder, they made it very wide. And now the oxygen chamber now is what's curing me. That stops the bleeding from the bladder. There's no, they can't fix it any other way. They will have the veins that go into the bladder stop. And that's what this oxygen does. It stops the veins from bleeding.
Wow.
And that's the only way they can fix it. So that's the purpose of the oxygen chamber.
Uh-huh.
I sometimes put my hand up in the air just to feel if I can feel the air, but you can't feel anything. When I'm in there, you can't feel anything. You can't feel the air. It's so going so past you, so fast, the oxygen, you can't feel anything. It's like, can you touch it? There's nothing to touch. You put your hand there, there's nothing to touch. You feel nothing.
Listening to a lot of movies.
Wow.
So what's happening is, the only thing that they go crazy is, thank God, I can listen to movies. So Lynn bought me a lot of movies, and I listened to the movies for 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, thank you very much for calling in. Appreciate it so much,
yeah,
Mike.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for calling in and
you.
Sharing. Feel better.
Okay.
And you're right.
Thank you. Management.
Thank God I have Mary Lynn who takes good care of me. And I wish everybody take care of the blind the way Mary Lynn takes care of me.
Right. If anybody wants to get in touch to see how I'm feeling, you could give them my number off the air.
Okay, no problem. Thank
okay.
you so
Thank
much,
you.
Mike.
Bye.
Take care of yourself.
Okay.
Take care. Thanks for
Bye.
Calling in and sharing us
Bye, Mike.
With your situation.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Hope you feel better.
Thank you so much, Mike. Thank you. Thank you for coming on and sharing your story. Chris, anybody else calling?
Nope, that's all she wrote for right now.
Okay. Right now, do we have time to do trivia?
3 minutes. 3 minutes.
No. We don't have time.
Let's wait. No, that's okay.
We'll do two or three in the second hour. With two or three second hour. We don't have time right now.
People have a lot of things on their mind,
yep.
And I'm glad they're sharing.
Listen, folks, the second hour, if you want to share, please call in. The phone number is 407-894-1680. You know, it's people like Christine, who has the guts, who shares with us.
Yep.
If more people would come on and tell their stories like Mike Maventura, because everybody's got a story. It's just the question is, will you share with others? That's what this show's all, we're all about, sharing. Sharing stories, because that's how we learn about everything.
Speaking of ailments, Michael, I learned today that May is National Arthritis Awareness Month, so I'll read a little bit about that when we come back.
Okay. I'll tell you one
right
now.
You know,
Michael. Yeah,
that's
good. Right. Well,
I was going to say. Yeah, go ahead.
Good. I have arthritis. But when I take my vitamin D, listen to the word vitamin D. That's like David. I don't have a problem.
D for David?
David, yep.
Yeah.
I take, I forget how many milligrams, thousands of milligrams a day. And with that vitamin D, I don't ache. I'm no problem. If I miss a day or two, there comes the aches. There comes the problems. All the arthritis starts setting in. So I don't have any arthritis as long as I take my vitamin D. What do you say, Gary?
I was just going to say, I think the hyperbaric chamber was originally built and made for divers with the bends. I think that's what the whole thing originally was for.
Yes.
The bends?
Yeah, bends.
The bends. They go down so deep and get nitrogen narcosis and stuff. And if you're coming on up too fast, you got to keep stopping at levels, just like Michael does when he's in there and coming up. You got to stop at levels and wait a little bit because your blood will start to boil. And
yeah,
and so this stops, you know, then you can catch up and then you go up a little bit further. But if you go up real fast, which a diver can go down, say you're stuck in an accident tank and you're going down deep, and then you come up without that tank, all of a sudden, and I've done it before, you'll feel a bad pain in your chest, a real bad pain.
Guess what?
You gotta watch out.
It's one thing they said to me when about the bent, my situation is each day that if I want to get out of there,
yeah,
you can't get out right away.
No,
it takes 10 minutes to get you out because they have to depressurize, and it takes 10 minutes to get you out. Even in emergency,
blood boils.
They give me, I have with me every day, a oxygen to put over your mouth if something goes wrong. Then give me a oxygen for 10 minutes. We're going to break. We'll see you on the other side of the top of the hour. Look forward to seeing you back. Don't go away. Listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Look forward to seeing you and talking to you more on the other side of the break. Look forward to
it. Turn the channel.
Listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Lighthouse Central Florida does not just provide services to people who are totally blind. We offer services to individuals of all ages with any degree or vision loss. Whether you are born with an impairment or develop one during their life. Whether it's picking out clothing in the morning or reconfiguring your kitchen so that you can continue to cook in a safe way. Going to the grocery store or just navigating your community in a safe way. Lighthouse can help you remain independent and live beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Serving Orange, Seminole, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida today at 407-898-2483. That's 407-898-2483. Or visit us online at lighthousecfl.org.
Are you interested in becoming a customer care professional in a commercial contact center setting? Our friends at Lighthouse Works are currently hiring call center agents. You could be eligible for full benefits and paid training. Find out more at lighthouseworks.org/careers.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.